Here we go. Pitcher set. Here it comes. High ball. Runner in scoring position on second and third for the Eagles. Slow changeup pitch there. Doesn't bite on the speed there as Angie. Remaining true in the batter's box here. He's going to fight this one out, so it's 2-1 in the count. Here comes the pitch. Hit! Caught! By, what a great play by Eckert, the pitcher. That was a line shot. That might have got two RBIs there. The catcher, poof, was able to catch that ball coming straight in her face. Good job. Good heads-up play by the pitcher, Eckert, for the Loggers. Now we are two outs, and the two runners in position remain at base. They were smart. If they ran any further, they might have got a double play off the tag-up, but they stayed true. And so now, with that, Eckert looking to try to get out of this inning without giving up the score. Low pitch, ball one. Now, seems like the Eagles have scored all their points when there was two outs in the inning. So we're at two outs in this inning. Let's see if the Eagles want to stay true and keep scoring here. All righty. We're hearing thunder. We're hearing now it's up to the ump to call the game. 1 second. It's a pause. The umps are confirmed. That was a big thunder. Now, 99.999% sure they're going to call the game here. 1 second. They might confer, because I don't know if it's the sight of lightning or if it's the sound of thunder. All right. Umps have called everyone to go to their dugout. And we will see what the ruling here. I will give it to you as soon as possible. We're gonna kick to a 1 minute ad break while I go see if I can't get some more information here. When you return, I'll tell you what I find out. So we'll be right back in a 1 minute ad break.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
This is 98Q Country welcoming you back to the softball game today between the Shawangan Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillip Loggers. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning with two outs, 7-1, Eagles in the lead. And nobody's on the field because we've been called for a delay. So the umps, in reaction to thunder, have called both teams to the dugout. And right now the official ruling, as of right as me talking, we are in a delay. So the game's not called. It's not being postponed or suspended. We are just in delay. So right now we are all just kind of waiting to see if it continues to thunder. I don't know the official, like, is there a certain set time before? Like, I just don't know those exact rules. Like, if they have to wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever that is. But at this moment, that's what's happening. We are in a delay. So I'll just talk a little bit about baseball. I'll just talk a little bit about softball then. How about that? Actually, let's talk about, because there's baseball going on right now. It is tournament baseball for boys going on right now as well. And Shawamigan will be playing Grantsburg. So Shawamigan is the 12th seed in their tournament, I believe, out of 13, I believe, is how many teams. And they're playing against Grantsburg, who is number 5. So I don't know the exact update on that score, but I know that they are playing. And so good luck to the Schwamigan and Grantsburg in this tournament. As I love tournament ball. Win and go on, right? There's nothing bigger emotions when it's lose and go home. So back to the current contest for girls softball, as we are in the Loggers versus Screaming Eagles. Now, they're in the dugouts because of the thunder, and right now I'm not seeing really, it's not really, people are out, like, it's not raining. So I think they just have to kind of wait a certain amount of time before there hasn't been any other thunder. I am fairly certain, and I'll speak to a certain level of confidence here, that if lightning was seen, there has to be at minimum a 30-minute delay for lightning. Now, we didn't see the lightning unless it was way over my head into the north, although the storm is coming from the west. So I didn't see any lightning. I didn't see any flash. So I think we're just going with sound. So there hasn't been any thunder yet. So far in this game, for those that are just joining us, as we are in a delay, waiting for the umps to give us the go-ahead, the score is 7-1 with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th. The Eagles are in the lead, and they are hosting. So what does this mean, and why is that important? It's not just important in the sense that you have your home crowd, home field, home emotions, right? But it's the sense that you are in the lead, and you don't have to bat in the bottom of the 7th if you're in the lead. The game's over in the top of the 7th. So effectively, we only have 4 outs left for the Eagles if they can keep the Loggers from scoring 6 runs. Now, the Loggers can keep this game going if they can score at minimum 6 runs in the top of the 7th. Now, the caveat is that the Screaming Eagles right now in the bottom of the 6th, where we're still at, they're at 2 outs but with a runner on 3rd and 2nd. Okay? So they could get a couple more runs here and push the score to 8-9, right? And that'll just make the Loggers' job even more difficult to accomplish. It can be done. I've seen way more runs scored in an inning than 6 or 9 or 7. So, the Loggers, they've had great contact. I feel like a broken record. I almost feel bad, like I'm baiting everyone into listening to the game. But like, I'm serious. It's like Anya pitches the ball, and then you just hear, you know, a crack of the bat on the ball, and you're like, oh, what a hit! And it goes, and the defender makes a great play. Or the Bablik makes an incredible reaching, jumping catch in the outfield. So it's like, man, I feel like it's, I'll put it this way. I feel like it's a bigger credit to the good defense, the Eagles, than it is like bad hitting for the Loggers. It's like, you're getting contact. You're not striking out. You're not getting a ton of walks either, right? Because the ball is in the strike zone. So they're getting it. You just think you'd get a few more points on the board, which could still happen, mind you, right? You still have the top of the 7th. All right, well, we're still in rain delay mode here for the game. We're going to take another 1-minute ad break before you come back, and I'll have something else fun and cool to talk about when you get back, so don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
It is 98Q Country back here again, bringing you the softball game here in the tournament. Screaming Eagles hosting the Philip Loggers as they are also leading 7-1 in the bottom of the sixth. We are currently in weather delay mode. It's not raining, so it's not a rain delay. It's a weather delay. As 10 minutes ago or so, we heard some thunder, a lot of thunder, big old thunder, rolling thunder, and there, and now it's starting to rain. I just look like I could just see it just broke overhead. So now we're in rain delay. What can you do? Man, I really wanted them to finish before it rained, because this is it's the bottom of the sixth, right? The Loggers still have another three outs to try to tie the game up or something, right? But we'll see. I don't know the official rules, whether the umps, if they're going to suspend the game or postpone it for one inning. I don't know if they'll call it, and I'll do my best to get you that information the very moment I can. So we're just kind of waiting right now. The coaches are out on the field talking, just kind of communicating with each other. As we'll wait and see what happens here. I was hoping to maybe get an interview after the game with the winner, but if it's raining, they may want to hightail it. So I'll do my best to get that as well. But we're still kind of waiting here. Rain is still falling. Haven't heard any thunder yet. So I'm kind of curious if the umps give the go-ahead on the fact that it hasn't been thunder in a while, that they might just say, you know what, let's play some baseball in the rain. Let's do it. But we'll just wait there. You know, fun little fact about softball is what I really like about it compared to baseball is you can get some really wonky-looking pitches in the sense, okay, so you have overhand pitches and underhand pitches, and you have to understand something about those type of pitch types. If you don't know, you might think that the underhand pitching is more difficult on the arm. Like, why not pitch like an overhand pitch? Why not? What? But it is actually healthier for the body. It is a more healthy pitching motion to do it with their, because they swing it in a big windmill motion and then release it at a low point. And I'll tell you, if you've been a batter in front of a softball pitcher versus a regular pitcher, it is so interesting to see a ball released at a low point compared to a high point. And it is. And it is almost freaky at some point, because when you see a ball get released that low, you assume it's going to drop immediately because it's so low to the ground. But those things can float. And softballs are less dense, so they can get some weird movement, almost like I don't even know how to describe it necessarily, but it's fun to watch. It really is. And on the same motion, you can get, in my mind, some of the greatest sounding things in sports are the sound of a swish, like when a basketball goes in, doesn't touch rim, that swish sound, and the sound of a baseball getting cracked by a wooden bat off a big hit. But I love the sound of an aluminum bat on a softball. Oh, it sounds so cool. And there's been a couple of them that just didn't go the distance here today, so they stayed inside the field and were outs. But, man, that's a lot of fun. So I've always enjoyed softball. I love the art of softball-style pitching. And I know the girls that are pitching today are young, and I'm excited to see their development over the next 2 to 3 years as pitchers. Because if you start out as a freshman pitcher and you're pretty good, man, add 3 more years of practice, you're going to get pretty deadly. So, I think that's a pretty underappreciated part of the game of softball is the pitching styles. Is you may assume it's like, oh, they just pitch, it's easier because it's slower, whatever. It's like, you'd have no idea. You've never been in front of a pitcher that has released a ball at a low point compared to the high point. Fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, we're still in rain delay. It's still raining, so we're going to head off to another one-minute ad break before we come back. Don't go anywhere.
So I went home.
Frontier Seeds is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country, as we have been trying to navigate this rain delay, which was originally just a regular weather delay, but then it started raining, which we knew was happening. I could see the sky. So I pulled up my radar. There's no way this rain delay is going to end, because the thunderstorms are on their way. So at some point, it's just going to be thunder and lightning. We're just waiting for the umps to make the official call. I think right now, I think they know. Like, the game's over in the sense of what's being played today. I think they're conferring to make the official decision on whether this is a postponed, suspended game for tomorrow or whatever day, or if they're just going to call it and say contest over, Shawamigan's the winner. If you're just joining us, we're in the bottom of the sixth, and the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles are leading over the Loggers 7-1, and they have two outs with a runner on second and third with obviously a batter up to bat. So, man, I just don't know what they're going to do. So we're just kind of waiting, because, like, this is why it's important. It's tournament ball, right? Like, I can see calling it because it's close to the end of the game. Because the Eagles are ahead, they don't have to play the bottom of the seventh, right? Oh, one second. I'm going to do the umps here. Okay, the umps haven't made a decision, but they're with. So Dan Peterson is the athletic director for the Shawamigan District. He's walking with the umps, and they're going to talk with the other coach. So I will let you know as soon as I know. But now the Eagles coach is heading over to be a part of that conversation as well. So I think they're going to go figure that out. Continue my point. The reason why it's important to know is, like, this is tournament ball. You know how bad it would feel if the umps are just like, it's over, and now the season for the Loggers is over, but they still have technically the top of the seventh? So part of me understands calling the game now and saying it's over, because, you know, then the next game's on Thursday, right? But the other part of me is like, it's tournament ball. You got to play all the innings. So, and it's not up to me. And I'm not really going to say what my preference is, because I just don't know, honestly. All right. So they're looking. I'm just looking at the umps right now. I can see them talking. I'll let you know as soon as I know. But we'll go there. If you're joining us here, it is 7-1. Screaming Eagles in the lead during this rain delay that will not end. That thunderstorm is right over the horizon. In fact, the first part of the rain is right over us, and it is raining good. And so, all right. Handshakes going around. Looks like they've made their decision. We're just waiting now. And with that, okay, so with that, the umps have conferred with the Eagles as well as the Loggers and have determined that the contest is over, that the Eagles are in fact the winner. The storm is going to be going on. There will be no suspension or postponement of play. The game is over. So with that, the score is 7-1. Screaming Eagles being victorious over the Phillips Loggers as they take their celebration into the center field in the rain, or in the right center, excuse me, or in the right field in the rain, having some fun. Good game for the Eagles today as they proved their dominance on their own field. The third seed has knocked the sixth seed out of the tournament. I wanted to try to get an interview from the winning team, but I can already start to hear the thunder, and I don't necessarily want to pull the coach away because they're going to have to try to get everybody out of there. Everyone's already starting to clear out themselves. You don't necessarily want umbrellas out during a thunderstorm. Yeah, that's that. Wow, what a game. Screaming Eagles came out swinging, played great defense today. Like, seriously, they only gave up one run today. And the Loggers, they came out slow, gave up six really early. But then they only gave up one in the last 3.5 innings. So the Loggers, they got a good team. They really do. And so if they keep that together, they can make some waves next season. All right, with that, Tuamotu Screaming Eagles will be advancing. And it looks like Shell Lake will be playing against Chautauqua. Shell Lake is a second seed, and Chautauqua is a seventh seed. So Shell Lake will be hosting them. And they're the favorites. So if they win, that'll be a Shawamigan versus Shell Lake scenario. And we'll see what that looks like going forward. Well, on behalf of 98Q Country, I'm Stephen Jellin. Glad to bring you the game today, as both teams are hustling and bustling right now just to get all their stuff out of the rain. Oh, look at that. The coach just gave me a signal. She's coming up for an interview. Well, I didn't think I'd get one. Here we go. I'm going to get set up real quick. I did not think that was going to happen. How about that? Here we go. We're going to take a one-minute ad break as I get a mic check over on my end. Don't go anywhere, as we're going to have an interview with the coach for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Welcome back here at 98Q Country. Stephen Jellin here with an interview with the winning coach for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. How did the game go today? I was going to say, the biggest thing today, I know it was exciting to get seven runs, but your defense played great. Tell me about Bablick, the center fielder. She had a lot of catches today. It's really exciting to see. Anya's a pitcher. Tell me about her a little bit.
Anya will throw strikes.
Or Shell Lake. Thank you for tuning in today, and have a wonderful evening. Stay safe out there if you're on the road, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.
Serving with Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Biden administration's releasing a million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve, hoping to lower prices this summer. The AAA says average prices are up about 6 cents a gallon from a year ago. Donald Trump complaining about the judge with his criminal hush money trial recessed for the rest of the week.
A corrupt judge will far surpass a great case for us. When you have a corrupt judge, lots of bad things happen.
Closing arguments for the former president's trial expected to begin next Tuesday. The Justice Department is suing Oklahoma over a law which makes it a crime, punishable by up to 2 years in prison, to live in the state without legal immigration status. Secretary of State Blinken's opening statements to the Senate Committee on Appropriations Subcommittee on State interrupted multiple times by protests over the White House response to the Israel-Hamas war. This is ABC News. Millions are at risk for severe weather tonight, and it's been a stormy week across much of the country.
So far, 17 people have died in the 686 confirmed tornadoes that have struck the United States this year on Sunday in Hydro, Oklahoma.
I took about two steps. The house was moving, and I said, it's too late now.
The mobile home where Cole and Heather Sherman lived was picked up, flipped, and torn apart.
Not many make it out, so we're part of the very few that made it out alive.
Their home was destroyed and their possessions scattered, but the Shermans had only minor injuries. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
WNBA phenom Caitlin Clark has signed a multi-year deal with the Wilson Sporting Goods Company, which includes a signature basketball line. It's set to debut later this year. Millions across the central U.S. are at risk for severe weather tonight, including tornadoes. There are reports of several in Iowa. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and heavy rainfall is also a concern. 1 to 2 inches could fall by tomorrow morning. Lows tonight close to 50. More showers possible again tomorrow. Currently at 64 degrees.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
98 Q Country.
We got music from a guy on the way who's trying to lose some more weight so we can do a half marathon. We'll hear from him in a bit. New study says Washington, D.C. is the second fittest city in the United States. Evidently, lying burns a lot of calories. I didn't know that. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
online at 98qcountry.com.
love someone. My name is Penrod. Everybody loves Willie Nelson, right? I can't say that I agree with some of the things Willie Nelson partakes in. I do like Willie Nelson's music, but if you haven't heard, Willie Nelson is dropping a weed cookbook. Yeah, I don't know. Some people cook with it. I don't know why, but starting November 12th, you can bring home Willie and Annie Nelson's cannabis cookbook. Yeah, it pairs his gift for storytelling and herbal remedies while his wife Annie's passion for cooking home-cooked meals. So there you go, coming out in November. I guess you can pre-order it now if you want.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby. Then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the truck bed this morning. Camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one
98qcountry.com. FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
Well, the day I was born, the doctor couldn't believe. I came out crying, chattered,
like the radio. Well, the price wars are back. Target is starting a price war with Walmart. They say they're slashing the cost of up to 5,000 popular items. How about that? Everything from food to clothing to, you know, consumables, stuff like that. So it's going to start taking effect here coming up next weekend. So they must be feeling the hit. Yeah. I mean, other companies are doing kind of the same thing. McDonald's just debuted a $5 meal bundle for the summer. And Wendy's is promoting their 50-nugget bucket. I don't know how they're going to make money off a 50-nugget.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and heavy rainfall is also a concern. 1 to 2 inches could fall by tomorrow morning. Lows tonight close to 50. More showers possible again tomorrow. It's 63 right now.
Today's best country.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
Fisher. 98Q Country.